Now, the Wisconsin State Herbarium houses over a million biological specimens from plants to algae to lichen. So maybe it's not surprising that some samples may have been misplaced over a century ago. Here to tell us about a recent rediscovery of moss specimens at the herbarium is Ken Cameron, professor of botany at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and director of the Wisconsin State Herbarium. Ken, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I read about where you found these lost moss specimens, and I thought it was really pretty amusing. Where did you find them?
Well, the State Herbarium on the UW campus in Madison, as you said, has a collection of over 1.3 million preserved research and teaching specimens. And over the last 100 years, we'd simply grown out of space to accommodate all those collections. And maybe, like you and your listeners, we stash things away wherever we can, right? Up in the attic, in the basement, out in
nooks,
the hallways.
Crannies, yep.
Yeah, and the truth is that we're fortunate to acquire some new space in historic Burge Hall. And as we were doing, you know, quote unquote, spring cleaning to move into that new space, we found these specimens literally upstairs in cardboard boxes.
Wow. And what I found really interesting reading about this is that these moss specimens can actually provide really important information about what was going on in the environment 100 plus years ago.
That's correct. We found one set of around 500 specimens that were still in their original paper bags collected in the summer of 1901.
Wow.
Up on Isle Royale in Lake Superior. And imagine, this is several decades before Isle Royale was made a national park. That happened in 1940. Hmm. So these are specimens well over 100 years old. Another set of around 1,500 specimens were collected by a former botany professor and curator named Leland Cheney in the 1920s.
Wow. So this is a part of our environmental history that maybe we didn't have access to before.
It is. And your listeners may know that mosses and lichens and some of these plants are almost like the amphibians of the plant world. They are very sensitive to pollution, to environmental change, to air quality. And so there are some new methods out there that scientists can use to examine the chemical makeup of these historic specimens and compare them to today's living mosses or lichens or other plant material.
I have to say, I chuckled when I saw that this discovery had been made, because a while back we spoke with you about the herbarium finding some old microfungus specimens that were collected by George Washington Carver. And given the sheer volume of specimens that you have, it's certainly not surprising. I couldn't keep track of it all, but do you think maybe there are other little treasures that are tucked away?
This is the really fun part of my job, and I think anyone who works either in science or history, what you can stumble upon each day is really unknown. And the applications of these specimens for the future is unknown. And so I really find that a joy. I will say that we take advantage of the fact that we've been databasing and putting online on the internet all of our collection data. And it was only by being able to compare the online catalog mm-hmm. to these new specimens that we actually realized they were new and distinct and had not been cataloged or accessioned previously.
And is that the UW 2020 project?
That's one of them. We've been supported through funding by the National Science Foundation, and then, as you mentioned more recently, a new project sponsored by the by WRF here on the mm-hmm. UW-Madison campus called UW 2020 is actually bringing all of our natural history collections together.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for coming in today and telling us about the latest rediscovery.
You're welcome.
Ken Cameron is a professor of botany at the UW-Madison and director of the Wisconsin State Herbarium. We've been talking about a recent rediscovery of moss specimens at the State Herbarium.